This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, EB, and JP. Bish insists it's a huge year for Coach Brent Pry at Virginia Tech. He'll join us coming up at 8:40. What about our guy at Maryland?
Locks? I don't know.
He's been around a while.
Been around. You know, he's well respected, but I think by now, remember, he kind of opened himself up for some of this when he said like a year or two ago that he felt like they had arrived and they're at that point now where they should beat the Ohio State, or, you know, certainly knock off, you know, some of the elite in the Big Ten. And it hasn't really happened yet.
So. 6 seasons he's coached already, so this will be season number 7.
Yeah.
They're 33-41 overall during his tenure. 16-40 in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Last year was pretty much a disaster. They went 1-8 in the conference, finished 4-8, 17th in the conference. He did go to 3 straight bowls before that. Mm-hmm. Pinstripe Bowl, Duke's Mayo Bowl, Music City Bowl.
Right.
And 3 good seasons, 7-6, 8-5, 8-5.
Yeah.
At Maryland, that's
decent. Yeah. Pales in comparison to what Fridge did in his little run.
Different world now.
It is a different world now. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm rooting for him. He's a very likable guy.
The fact that these teams can spend more money now, especially the Maryland football program, they were not able to spend a lot of money until this new rule came down where teams can or schools can actually pay. When they had to rely on the outside NIL stuff, they're not going to match up with those Big Ten teams.
Right.
But now you can spend a lot more money on your roster. Four or five times what they spent 2 years ago.
You know, these teams, these schools, some of these big schools with their endowments, you know, there's plenty of funds that they can draw on if they want to. All right, 800-636-1067. In the last segment, we were talking about the projected rankings. Who put it out there? ESPN put it out there. Mm-hmm. The 3-year projection for these teams, and you know, right at the very top, you know, no qualms. I mean, you have the Eagles 1, Ravens 2. Would you have the Chiefs 3 or maybe 4?
I think the Chiefs were 3.
Chiefs 3.
Bills were 4, I believe.
Bills 4. Okay, no problem. I feel like we should slide in kind of where the Jaden has been slotting in a lot of these quarterback arguments. Obviously, they're holding the age of the roster against us. It's fair criticism. But I also think if you're also judging the other criteria in this, what they allegedly are, your coaching staff, I put it right up there with most. Our front office, you know, early returns, but, you know, people seem to be very high on them. And ownership, I mean, it's a dramatic improvement. I mean, that doesn't matter, but so I feel like we're in pretty good stead everywhere other than roster, and I feel like that's going to naturally evolve. as long as we, you know, got a draft well.
But just if you stack them right now, you can give Jaden Daniels the quarterback edge over Jared Goff. No problem there.
Yeah.
But this is something we talked about throughout the season last year, even when they were rolling, even when they were beating these teams, that player for player, they don't necessarily match up.
Well, certainly.
So the like Lions, the they beat great offensive performance, but player for player, and Washington has improved their offensive line by bringing in, you know, via trade, Tunsil. They just don't have that many, like, studs. And so what ESPN pointed out, and you can argue, is especially without Terry, and Terry's older, you don't have what Detroit has. They've got Amon-Ra. They've got Jameson Williams. They've got Jahmyr Gibbs. So not just at receiver, running back. And okay. So I think that's where you see Washington fall behind.
Let's come back to this in 2 years and see where we stand. I think that we'll be a little bit better than I think. I'm optimistic.
I would think so. Everybody has faith in Adam Peters so far. Yeah. So you would think that they would upgrade the roster in those positions.
Well, it's obvious they're going to. I mean, they have
to. Sometimes you can whiff.
Yeah.
You know, Ron Rivera whiffed over and over again. He tried to upgrade the roster. His guys didn't work out.
Maybe you think that's fair. 10th, I mean, hey, it's way up from where we've been ranked. You know, if you did this thing a couple years ago,
27, pre-Jaden, 28.
You'd have us 28, 29 projected. So, I mean, it's a huge leap, great.
Eric, I will do a $5 bet with you that the Detroit Lions over the next 2 years will have more regular season wins than the Washington Commanders.
No, how about, I won't do that because I think that that's fair. But how about, give me 3 years and let's do total postseason wins. Just total postseason wins. I'll do total postseason wins.
Hold on.
Hold on. So regular season wins?
Yeah, because I think maybe we have, you know, I have to look at it, look at schedules and everything. But I'll do postseason wins because I think ultimately that's what you're judged on. I think that's more important than regular season.
But if you keep
losing the first round or whatever. I think that we're built for playoff runs. I think, you know, NFC East might be tough. We got to play against the Eagles twice. I'll do that. $5. I mean, you know, it's not nothing.
By the way, I didn't give you the individual breakdowns. So to Valdez's point, when they talked about the Lions who finished fifth, they had their overall roster ranked third. That's minus the quarterback. They had their quarterback 12th. They're coaching 12th and their front office 4th. Here's where they came up with Washington's grade, which was 83.2, which finished 10th.
I'd like to hear this.
Amongst their future rankings. Yeah. Overall roster, NFL rank.
Yeah.
Scores is 79.5, which ranked 13th in the NFL.
Okay.
Quarterback, 92.5, ranked 5th.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This is surprising, and this is what I think hurts their overall grade. Coaching, they have ranked 16th.
Yeah.
I mean, does it express
81.3.
why? Any rationale for that?
I mean, Quinn, I don't think his overall tenure was amazing in Atlanta, right? He had a great year going to the Super Bowl.
No, he was basically 500.
Yeah.
He was one game above 500
in Atlanta.
Did
great this year, but
maybe. And then front office, they have.
Mostly basing it on Quinn, I don't know.
Yeah, front office, they have 8th. I mean, I guess if you went through the coaches, right? Where are you going to put Quinn? You're not going to put him above Sirianni based on what he's done. You're not going to put him above Harbaugh. I mean, you can kind of just go through the teams. You're not going to put him above Andy Reid.
Right, but I think he's in that next
year. You're not going to put him above Buffalo's coach just because he doesn't have the long-term success.
Yeah, I just think a lot of that's based on the talent you have. So the more talent you have, you're going to have more wins, and your coaching rank will go up.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens this year. But I think I'd have him higher than 16.
That's what kind of brought them down to 10th. Because every team ranked above them has coaching.
They have the coaching lower than they have the roster.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Josh. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Josh wants to talk about the Terry deal, but how do you feel about the ranking there over the next 3 years? They've got us 10th. I mean, it's not like at the end of the day, it's way above where we are used to being ranked. Josh, what's
way
up?
Way above.
Yeah.
Hey, gentlemen, thanks for having me. Yeah. Definitely way above where we used to be.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't called you guys in a couple years since about 2020.
Yeah.
But I believe in front office and management with Jaden, the talent that they could surround him.
Right.
I think we could be ranked around 10th.
Okay, so you're fair with it. You're okay with it.
I'm fair with that.
Yeah.
For my Terry take, though,
yeah,
let's talk about the guarantees, right?
Yeah.
Based on, you know, what we see online, his guarantee this year is about 20. It might be 15, but let's just go with 20. The cap hit is 25. We know 5 of that is carried over from that signing bonus that he signed for the current deal. Mm-hmm. This year, that's basically guaranteed. And then the cap for wide receivers next year is about 24. Then Terry's floor for the next 2 years guaranteed is $44
million. Okay.
If what he's saying is he wants to beat DK, then that's $61 million. DK has a deal with $90 million of incentivized fluff money.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we get Terry a $61 million deal, and it's not going to be fully guaranteed at signing? Each year in March, you know, they have to re-guarantee, you know, the rest of the deal. So why can't we write up a fluff contract, 3 years, 101, that's 33.67 fake AAV numbers with soft guarantees of 61?
Well, because they understand the soft, they understand the soft guarantees. Like, they get it. Like, that would be a PR thing they could do if he just wanted to save face. But they want more, right? I'm assuming. They want more hard guarantee.
But DK is the number that's being reported, and his hard guarantee is 60.
Right, I don't think they're at 60.
Yeah, they could be at 40.
I think maybe they're closer 50. To what Sutton got, which I thought was in the 40 range.
I thought it was 44 or 42.
Yeah.
But if he's getting 20 this year and then he doesn't sign and they tag him, that's 44 right there.
Right, but I'm not sure they're going to tag him.
Why would they franchise tag a 30-year-old receiver?
Yeah, I don't know. And
guarantee him 31 million.
If he has a great year and there's no contract signed and he refuses to sign and he holds in again, they're going to have to tag him or trade him before the draft because AP is smart.
Well, hold on. Next
well,
year.
Well, they wouldn't be able to. They would have to trade him before
contract.
The deadline.
Yeah, he wouldn't be under contract if they don't.
They would have to trade him before October 31st.
Right, and then they would say maybe.
And I don't see that
what's
happening.
The best they could get, Valdez, in a compensatory pick for a guy like Terry? What's the best they could get?
Well, it depends on when or for how much he signs the contract, but probably a third round.
Yeah, like that's the best they could do. But they would probably say, all right, we'll just take the third rounder. We're not going to pay you 4 million
but,
or whatever.
What Josh is in theory that works, but you don't know what AP's thinking. If AP's thinking, he might want to use that franchise tag year on Laremy Tunsil if he has a great year.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't just assume that he can use it for Terry. He might have different plans for that tag.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to use a franchise tag.
They got a bunch of guys
Terry.
Next year. They're going to be in a similar boat. Okay.
But if we look at the Sutton deal, he's around 24.
Right.
That's 24.
Right.
That's what they're reporting.
Right.
That's what the national guys are reporting. That's where AP's at.
Right.
24 is still 24.
I agree.
Well, let's see how it ends up.
So easy for callers.
Over this year, next year, and then that last year, is the third year is dependent on how he performs in that second year and if he's still healthy.
Right.
They can rip that last year up and give him a 2-year, $30 million deal. He'll take that.
Yeah. Hey, you should email Josh Harris.
Thank you. Hey, Josh, thank you.
Why would I, hold on. If I was Terry, why would I do that? Because not only is the cap going up, but now different deals are going to be coming up. And so I wouldn't take 30 when the going rate for someone my age could be 36, and especially in 2 years.
If he's 32, and he already got $45 million.
Now you're just counting
29 right now.
I know, but now you're just counting a man's money, and you're saying, "Well, you made this much money. Now you're good. You're fine. You can take whatever you want." It doesn't work like that.
I think he would slow down a little bit, and I think he would be okay with either that last 17 that I'm projecting. If they rip that up and turn that into 25, that's more than 17 guaranteed that he's still taking home.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, I'm going to let you go. At the end of the day, how do you think it's going to be resolved?
I think that they're going to cave in at a couple days before week one, like all the other good franchises. Lamar Jackson with the Ravens, San Fran with Ayuk, all those guys. Thanks, guys, though.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you still listening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listening under better circumstances. Hadn't heard. I guess he only called in when they were terrible. All right. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Have an announcement coming up. Plus, Brent Pry, head coach at Virginia Tech. He'll join us at 840. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back, Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Coach Brent Pry, Virginia Tech, going to join us coming up in 15 minutes. Have a little announcement. On Saturday night, I'm going to be joining our former video producer, Adam Epstein, for AWOD's Football Fest in Richmond. It's at River City Roll in Scott's Edition Saturday night. Apparently, he's moved it to prime time, which I talked to Drab about it. Drab's been the last couple of years. He's a little upset that they moved it to prime time.
Why?
I don't know if he's going to be able to go.
Oh, okay.
But Fred Smoot's going to be there. Tim Hightower's going to be there. And your boy JP's going to be there.
Smooty.
Nice.
I didn't know it was going to be in prime time when AWOD asked me a while ago.
Well, you say prime time, like what exactly?
6 p.m.
Okay, so you're just worried that you won't be home till like 10, 11, whatever?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
no big home deal. Somewhat you stay late. Up and watch like a Clippers
game.
No,
I just got like Sunday morning. I think we've got soccer games.
Okay, it's a Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday night, River City Roll in Scott's Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a really nice upscale bowling alley.
And then, I mean, it's like a big thing for him, right? He's like building a little tradition there.
I think so. Drab, you've been the last couple times?
This is his third annual event. I've been to the other two. Usually they're at like 3 p.m., but he says it's so successful that they want it at 6 p.m. now. They talk everything. They talk Commanders. They talk college football. They got a bunch of guests.
Believe live bands are going to be there.
Live bands. It's a good time for sure. You should come out. Definitely if you live in Richmond, you should definitely be there or in that area.
Yeah, if you're one of our listeners,
you want to make a trip down there.
On 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, I'll be there 6 o'clock. I don't know. I'll probably bail 9. Mm-hmm. How long's the ride from Richmond to Gaithersburg? A couple hours?
Yeah.
Basically two.
Depending on the traffic. Yep.
Yep.
Maybe 2.5.
So, should be fun. Hey, I see our pal Vic's on the line.
All
Maybe he wants to weigh in on the future of the Commanders, 10th in the future rankings by ESPN.
Big, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
So, the future rankings will, I think that obviously they're spot on based on where we were and what we accomplished last year. You got to remember, think back the year Robert was a rookie, and I think it was the year Joe Gibbs last took us to the playoffs too. Remember the next year we were around, I think, 10 to 12 in the rankings in those years too, for the following year, because they thought what we would be. Mm-hmm. So I think the rankings are fine. What we'll grow in the rankings is when we're able to draft more talented depth.
Sure.
And what I saw on the preseason game, it just is what it is. I don't know how to say it any other way.
Did it concern you what you saw? We talked about this yesterday. Turns out 40% of the people in our poll said they were concerned. Was Vic from Akaki concerned that they got smashed without 30 of their players?
I wasn't concerned majorly because most of our starters weren't playing. So mm-hmm. I get why Frabel wanted to play his guys, because the Patriots have been bad. So right. He's just trying to say he wants to test everybody.
He set
but
the
I was
tone
concerned.
Too.
Yeah. Uh-huh, so there you go. I was concerned for us because a lot of those guys look like Pop Warner guys that really didn't want to play football, really didn't understand what they were doing, and looked overwhelmed. And I didn't just see it with the Commanders. You see it around the NFL because a lot of these kids, I'm 39 now, so I mean, I've been talking to y'all for over like 15 years. Huh. A lot of these kids, they're just athletic. They're really athletic. They're really tall. They're really big. They're strong, but they're not football players. And when you get into the NFL, immediately, you're not just the fastest, biggest, strongest guy that you against the guys you were in college. You're playing against men that are trying to knock your head off, and they're doing it with precision, and they're doing it with repetition, and they're doing it consistently every play. And you can see the look in some of their eyes. It was like, yeah, he about to get cut. He don't want to do this for real.
All right. Hey, Vic, thank you, buddy. Thank you, Vic.
No.
By the way, I never mentioned this, but I wanted to. And I see Adam's on, so we'll go to Adam in a second.
All right.
Your boy Logan Paulson did a great breakdown of Josh Connerly yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah, and he said...
From the preseason
from the
game?
Scrimmage, and he just highlighted two clips where, listen, I'm not a student of the offensive line, but that they're on the line, and like right at the snap, he goes over, and he like two slots over, he gets a shove on a guy. And then you think, okay, maybe he's done. And then the run's coming behind him. And then just in perfect timing, he quickly gets over, like in the blink of an eye, and he hits that second guy, creates a perfect block. Mm-hmm. And whoever the back is, just right up his back, runs behind him. Like he knocked out two guys, one play. It just showed elite athleticism, according to Logan, elite athleticism and sort of knowledge.
Right.
Right? And he's like, he was super excited. So he said, that's not normal. That's different. This is why people are excited about him. Yeah. And they showed two clips of it. And I think Logan's a pretty good student in the game. Oh, I take his word pretty well. So that was exciting.
Good.
To see that. All right, let's go to Adam. Adam, what's up, buddy? Big event for you, pal.
Good morning, Jones. What's up, boys? How
what's
are
up?
You?
What's going
Adam,
on,
what
bro?
Was your professional take? Because you're now a professional. What was your professional take on the Commanders' first preseason dud?
That was two different coaches with two different philosophies. The Patriots wanted to make a statement. Dan Quinn wanted to work on the back end of his roster. The result did not matter at all. We got more work done than the Patriots because we have film on tape that says we need to clean up X, Y, and Z. That mm-hmm. was a great preseason game in my mind.
Mm-hmm. All right. So he's positive. You're good.
It only goes up from here. It only goes up from here. As right. I'm live from training camp right now, Dan Quinn is walking towards the tent. He's about to speak to the media here.
Right. All right.
Oh, so you're going to see the Interscrod scrimmage today at 9 o'clock.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll be live from 12 to 3 with Ben Sennett joining the show, Quan Martin as well, and my thoughts on this joint practice, which I think is just so awesome to mix it up here and get a little bit of the ones against the ones as well, because I think it's going to be Jaden throwing to like wide receiver 3 and 4 and then Josh Johnson maybe throwing to Deebo Samuel.
So, Adam, a couple months ago probably you asked me if I would come out to your football fest. I said yes. I didn't know exactly what time it was. Drab's a little upset that it's moved to primetime, but fill the people in on the football fest this Saturday.
Absolutely. It is August 16th, this Saturday, from 6 to 10 p.m., a full football season preview show, and it's going to be like a festival. We've got live music and entertainment. We've got a couple of great bands that will be there, and then Fred Smoot from the Commanders, Tim Hightower, Virginia Tech legend Ken Oxendine, and we got the junk himself, J.P. Flame, to come to Football Fest this year.
Cool. What do I have to do? Nothing?
You're going to come on stage and do a 20-minute NFL talk with me. Michael Phillips will be up there with us and some other guests that we'll be announcing throughout the rest of this week.
Better you than me, buddy.
All right, good stuff.
You have fun with that.
Good stuff.
All right, Adam, dare I say, because you've been there, how many of these practices have you been to?
I've been to three. This is the fourth one today, and Dan Quinn's actually speaking right now. I'm going to try to sneak in a question.
You are? All right.
He asked a question a couple weeks ago.
I'll stay on with
He does the bit where Dan definitely does the bit where he said, "Good question, Adam."
So
where are you?
Well, there's like 80 people here today. I don't think I'm actually going to get in a question. I might just stand outside.
Yeah, they start out with like Nikki Javala. Yeah.
Yes, Jason Reed has made an appearance. John Keim, everybody from
Scott Abraham.
Scotty's always there.
The big silly. So you only get questions in when no one's there.
I guess
Adam.
I guess he had to go. Jason and I have been to one of those pressers.
You
kind of got to be quiet in those pressers.
All right, go do your thing.
All right. See you, buddy. Yeah, he's not gonna get anything in there if they got a full squad. If they got a full arsenal of reporters.
Are they in that same media room that's the size of a garage?
Yeah, it's pretty small.
Pretty small. It's tiny, especially for 50 media members plus cameras.
Right.
Unless they move it to a different part.
Well, actually,
that's generally a little room, and they got like name tags.
I was told that they're building a bigger one
right
next to it, but I don't know if it's done yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's obviously not done yet.
Yeah, I mean, it might be done. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not sure where it is, but they need a bigger media room.
Right.
So you're wearing your Hokies gear today.
Yeah.
Kevin's a Hokie.
Rocking it.
He's doing our updates now. Because your daughters have graduated, will your fandom dissipate a little bit?
Probably not, but who knows? I mean, in 5 years, I have no idea. I'm trying to pinpoint a weekend game that we're going to go to this year, but haven't figured that out yet. Might be the Cal game, which is a Friday night game on October 24th. But I do like Coach Pry, but he knows it's a big year. And Hokies fans knows it's a big year for him, too.
Coming up next, we will talk to the head coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies. College football season's almost upon us. Brent Pry joins us next here on The Junkies. Welcome back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. I'm going to talk to Coach Brent Pry here shortly.
Yeah, hopefully in the next couple minutes. I just got a text from their PR guy that he's got someone in his office. Might try and move it to 9A.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of waiting to hear back from him. But
how was the base going to take it if he goes out there? It's South Carolina in week one, right? Mm-hmm. And they're ranked 13th or whatever, preseason, whatever they're ranked. They're up there.
13,
and,
yeah.
And they play him like a great one, a great game, but they end up losing. Will that win them any support or no? He got to win. Is it no victory and defeat?
Oh, I mean, if they lose 28-27?
Well, you know, okay. It's a great game. It goes down the stretch and it's just whatever. They don't pull it out, but it's a great game. It's competitive. It's a back and forth game. It doesn't necessarily be a one pointer, but it's a great competitive game.
I think that would be good.
That would be good.
Because you're playing a top 15 team.
It'd be a moral victory.
You're playing down in SEC land. You're playing against a really good offense with a great running back or great quarterback. But Vanderbilt the next week, Old Dominion the following, Wofford, you need to be 3-1 at worst. They've got some tough outs, man. They got to play Louisville. They're going to be good. They got to play at Florida State. They got Miami. Florida State, Miami, back to back. They've got some tough outs. But yeah, South Carolina, I mean, they can't get beat 31-10. That ain't going to look good. Mm-hmm. By the way, we are officially moving Coach Brent Pry to 9 o'clock.
Okay. No problem. No problem. We can make it happen.
Did you want to do the other bit right now that we were going to do at 9?
Sure, yeah. We can
do that.
On audible here.
We can pivot.
All right. Just kind of explain because I was out of the loop on this.
Well, last week we did the smelling salt thing when the NFL was talking about banning it and how much George Kittle loved it. And none of us had any experience with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a fun segment with lots of videos of everyone's reactions to their first time getting used to smelling salt or smelling it.
I had never done that before.
None of us had, right. Except for Mar.
Except
at
for
the
Mar.
Bar.
Yeah, because he's kind of psycho.
Well, Cork sent us the world's strongest smelling salts.
All right.
I guess this has been on Rogan before. There's a company that makes these, and I don't even know what's different about it. It's just called the world's strongest smelling salts.
I believe that's my theory because, as we said, and I said it, I was honest from that when we did the smelling salts bit, they weren't as potent as I had anticipated. Like, they were strong.
I thought they were pretty damn strong.
I'm not saying they weren't strong.
Okay.
But I just, like, when I saw a Drab react, like, it looked like, you know, literally he smelled a dead body or something. Like, it was crazy.
So, the ones that we did were the ones, like, when you pass out, that you wave in front of your nose.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, they're a little, like, less strong. These are the ones that you use before you, you know, lift the universe at a Mr. Olympia competition. This
you
is
don't
what
think
Ronnie
the
Coleman,
other ones would do. The other ones would serve the same purpose.
Well, no, because these are used for like this is like a weightlifting supplement
right.
Before you like power lift.
Okay, all right. So this is designed for the powerlifting community, guys.
So
guys
how much stronger is this than the other? Is it times
Here's
two?
The thing.
Is it
I
times?
Have no idea. Oh. I'm actually kind of nervous.
Oh, okay.
I know that Rogan does smelling salts all the time, and he was just kind of like...
He was blown away by it.
Kind of taken back. Him and I think Theo Vaughn was
well,
in there.
Well, okay. I'm going to let you guys do it before I decide if I'm going to do it. I'm going to be completely honest with you. Valdez, you look a little trepidatious.
Yeah, you guys
kind of like it.
You guys
you
do it first.
You look a little trepidatious.
I mean, that's...
I don't want to be knocked out for before the Pry interview.
Yeah.
Sure. Will you cheer Valdez up? He's in a bad mood because Cork took shot at him on the air.
Oh,
and he's got the face, and it's just... he needs to lighten up.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I'm
having
know.
Fun.
Yeah. I don't know. I know. What are you, Valdez, are you up for it or no? Are you a little bit anxious about it?
I think I'll be all right.
You think you'll be all right?
Yeah.
What was Valdez's reaction when you did it?
No. Yeah, he went,
it wasn't
wasn't like Drab. Drab's reaction was crazy, but Valdez did say he likes it. He kind of liked it. And these guys, by the way, between you and me, they've been doing these hits now. This is like their thing. They're a little bonding, Drabby and Mar. They're doing these extra hits now where they're going out there and they're getting a whiff of the salts.
I saw the viral reaction to it. I didn't know the context because I was out of the loop.
Yeah.
Jason filled me in and Drab mentioned about the NFL changing the rules.
They changed the rule that the teams can't provide them anymore.
Gotcha. But the players can.
I missed
that. The players can bring their own. And some players say, yeah, I use them all the time. Kittle says I use them before every series even.
So I wonder if the players, since they can provide their own, are just going to use stronger salts.
Who knows?
The team might have only given a certain level of salts.
Yeah, I mean, everything's up for grabs
now. Kittle might be using this.
So I'm looking at the packaging right now. It's called and it's world's strongest smelling salts, the most sophisticated formula, actually ridiculous, is what it says on the packaging.
And you're actually, I can tell, you're nervous.
Because I just don't know what to expect. I've done smelling salts a bunch of times, but I've never done anything like this. And when Rogan and Theo Vaughn did it on the podcast a couple months ago, they were bugging out.
They were?
Yeah. Where did you get this? Online?
His buddy Cork sent it.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Right.
I'll be the guinea pig, though. I mean, I'm not going to shy away from this.
I'm maybe going to shy away.
By the way,
I'm going to be honest.
Cork went off as being this natty guy. I don't know if this is someone.
I know.
Why did you just close it up again?
You can dead ass smell it already. I haven't even opened it. I just opened the packaging and it's still sealed up.
Let me see. Hold on.
Yeah. EB just made a face.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what that's through the bottle.
Let me smell.
That's through the bottle, dude.
That's through the bottle that's sealed. I'm going to open this and give it a go.
Okay. Probably should have opened it already, but what else is in here?
Well, you're going to open it, and then you're going to crack it.
I don't think you crack anything. I think it's just a bottle of a bunch of pills.
Oh, there's no cracking?
I don't think so. I'll look inside.
So when you open the bottle, it's going to ruin the whole thing. You got to close it right away.
No. It lasts a long time, I think. Well, I don't know. We don't know what we're opening.
I have no idea what I'm getting myself into here.
All right. I don't think I'm doing this. I think I'm officially scurred. Whoa!
You can smell it from that far away?
Okay, I'm about to give it a big whiff.
All right, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to whiff the bottle, not the pill.
Yeah, I guess so.
I can already smell it, and it's not even close to my face.
Yeah.
I can't breathe. Oh.
I can kind of smell that it from over here.
Damn. There ain't no chance I'm smelling
that
it.
That was smells like that ammonia.
You almost died.
I thought I almost died. That was.
He can't even talk.
That was 100 times stronger than the smelling salt.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No. Oh my God.
I'm not doing that.
Come on.
You do it. No. I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it.
That was brutal.
Dude,
I don't want to look at that.
That was brutal. I literally couldn't breathe for like 5 seconds.
It took your air away?
It was. I don't know how else to explain it. Trav, be very careful with that. Oh,
you're not kidding.
Your eyes are starting to water.
For someone who's kind of an expert in salts, to say be very careful, I'm not doing it.
I'm not going to be able to smell for 5 years.
I
don't even know what that was.
I'm not even sure what just happened. You saw
that was
reaction.
Insane.
Look at his eyes.
That was ludicrous. I don't recommend anyone do that. No, but you got to do it. Yeah, you got to do it now.
Be scared.
I'm not scared.
All right.
But go into it. Don't half-ass it. If you're going to do it, do it.
Come on.
You only live once.
He couldn't even close the cap.
Look.
Oh, where'd you go?
He walked into the door.
It was that second sniff. Oh, that's very.
Kind of smells like ammonia.
Water is pouring out of my eyes.
I think that's what it is.
It is ammonia.
That's what it is. It's the strongest ammonia on the planet.
Why would they make that? There's no point. There's no reason to make that.
It feels like my left nostril is like just gushing blood, but it's not.
Bill Lees, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to bully you into it. No way. I'm not peer pressuring anyone into doing that.
I think the fun has ended for Mar and I.
We've
been having a good time the last few days.
You just leveled up.
Nope.
It's like the ghost pepper challenge. If you've ever eaten like a hot pepper, like it's just my nose is getting worse.
You're tearing up.
Was it way worse than you imagined?
I'm pouring water out of my eyes.
Is it way worse than you imagined?
Yeah.
Did it take your breath away?
So you're telling me NFL players do that?
No, this is for psychopaths.
No one does that. No one should do that. I don't recommend that to my best friend.
That might kill you.
When did Cork send this? Is this after the segment yesterday? He's upset with you.
No, he bought it last week after the fun segment of us trying the smelling salts.
Holy cow.
Did it take your breath away like it did
I don't
more?
Know if it
like
took my, I was coughing. I don't know.
Well, I didn't like wave it.
Look
I
at his
just,
eyes.
I,
look, at it, look at his eyes.
I know. Yeah, my eyes bloodshot.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's not surprising.
I'm out on that. I have children. I'm not doing that.
I'm out.
I mean, this used to be a good bit, man. That's.
Our sequels generally never match up to the original.
Honestly, I feel like I need my other nostril because the right nostril is so irritated that I need the left one to like balance it out.
You want to go hit another hit?
I actually agree with that.
It's, really?
Yeah. Because my left nostril is destroyed. So now I like my right
one to even it out.
What do you mean it's destroyed?
Well, like they burn it. My right nostril is burning and this one it's throwing off my breathing. So I kind of want them to both be screwed up.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, are you being serious? I'm being serious right now. You think this is the smart move?
Jason, is my right eye bloodshot or is it just my left?
Left. No, it's both.
Left is more than the right,
but both of them.
Left one looks like you got punched in the face.
I feel like I got punched in the face. Now I understand why Rogan and
this
and
is a little different. This,
do it.
This just looks like giant salt rocks in here, stacked on top of each other.
Yeah.
The other one is you have to actually break it. It's like a little pouch.
Yeah.
The other one's contained.
The other's for wussies.
I don't know how long this lasts for. That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, I could smell it once he opened the bottle.
Pass it over here. I'm gonna do my right nostril.
You are?
I can't believe you're doing it again.
For the entertainment.
You can't even breathe, dude.
I'm not going in that strong. I went in thinking like, you know, I could, you know, give it my all. Hell no.
So you're going in soft on this.
Well, I'm just going all right.
Okay.
I tried to go under, close your good nostril.
This is
good. All right, here we go.
This guy's nuts. This kid's built for radio.
It's an immediate cough from both you guys.
That's nah. I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
I mean, you do something like that. There's no chance you're, you know, getting under 225 on the bench. Like,
how can you lift?
You can't lift. You can't even breathe.
This is a gimmick. This is just for a party conversation or something. Like, there's no reason you would ever use it.
Spencer's or something. Yeah, that ain't the real deal.
This is a torture device.
You seem pretty recovered though now. He doesn't.
It doesn't last long, I'll say. Like the old ones. I thought it lasts a few minutes. You're going to do it?
Yeah, I'll plug my right nostril and get.
This is as advertised though. That is the world's strongest anything.
You throw this right in a freaking dumpster.
Get this to Ovi.
He took two whiffs.
I'm done.
You're done.
Hey, this is so stupid. Throw that thing out of here. Get that thing out of here. I don't want nothing to do with that.
For a second there, I have like an Apple appointment at the Apple store in Clarendon after this. Like, I might build the iPhone 25. I feel like it just gave me like superpowers for a second.
You think like you're sharp? You're locked in?
Well, now after like, a minute or two has passed, like I definitely feel sharper, but my nose is just destroyed.
You feel like you just did like a...
Maybe in a couple of minutes. It's pretty smart to throw the bottle into the room over there and break it open.
Yeah, well, just throw it in the trash. No one's doing that anymore.
We're going to keep it for...
Yeah.
For guests.
Yeah. In studio guests.
Frank Kelly, I know, try it.
Next time D Smith's in.
Right, no, we wanted to have D do it when he was in here. But we kept forgetting. Dude, on a scale of
honestly, it's 20 times worse
than the other ones.
That's all you need to say.
Yeah. I'm out.
What happened when I first smelled it? I've never felt anything like that in my entire life. The only thing I can kind of relate it to is like 10 years ago when the cinnamon challenge was going around. And you would try that, and people were donking each other off because like they couldn't breathe. It was like getting stuck in their throat or whatever.
Yeah.
It was almost like that. Like I couldn't catch my breath for like 5 seconds.
I'll tell you what, Mar and I think Valdez, we're gonna go out on Friday night again, maybe to Reston Town Center. We'll bring this with us.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're
getting hyped up.
I could see you getting like a perverse pleasure out of it.
Crying. I don't get it. Why would you have this superpower when it looks
girls
like
girls aren't
going to want
to talk to you if you look
cry.
Like that?
Okay, but I'm not going to go in that strong. I went in hot. I'm not going to go in like that again. I'm going to hold it like a foot away from my face.
JP, when you take a big bong rip, you cough all over the place. Doesn't mean it doesn't feel good.
Okay. I don't know firsthand.
Well, tell you from experience.
Mm. All right. Drabby likes it. So you're doing it again, Drab? What are the chances you do that again?
Sounds like 100%.
I think it's 100%.
He's upset that she threw the ball.
Honestly, I might try to get in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'll be there, brother in arms.
Why? I don't understand. It's just a perverse teetering on.
You got to get a kick out of it. I don't know.
It's like Trav's going through something, man. In the last few months, new hair, wants new muscles. Now he's taking hits of smelling salts.
Everything all right on the whole front?
It's a midlife crisis.
Being a radio professional, JP. Right.
I mean, I hate to love it, but I love it. What can you say? I mean, it's like 8 o'clock in the morning, man. You got to get something to pass the time.
All right. You know what? I reached my limit. I'm out. I can tell just by your reaction. Because, the smelling salts that we did last time, they were putrid. It wasn't great, but I thought it would be worse. That's what I would imagine.
If we did
that's
that.
That's what I imagined.
How you said we got to get reruns ready last week. If we did that on air last week, all of us, there would have been reruns. It would have been, best of 2025 so far.
We would have to shut it down.
Doesn't right. sound appealing to me. I'm just it's seeing not, side effects that are negative.
It's not appealing, but I think they like the rush of it.
Yeah.
You know? But, hey, props to you, buddy. Props to you.
Thanks.
Thanks to Cork for sending in the world's strongest smelling salts.
Crazy, man.
Coach Pryor will join us coming up next from Virginia Tech.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.